All right, what's going on, people? Welcome back to another episode of BTS Behind the Story, where we talk about recent news events and topics that you have chosen for us to talk about. Now, before I get into anything, let me just introduce our special guest, Jamal. Jamal, say something for the people.
Yo, 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 what up, what up, what up, 410.
410. Tell them who you are, Jamal, actually. Tell them who you are.
Tell them who I am. I'm a YouTuber. That sounds so weird to say, you know. I'm a
It does
YouTuber
sound.
and no, I can't do it. I'm a normal person. I can't. It sounds
You're
weird.
no, nah. You're a YouTuber. You're a YouTuber. You got like, speak it into existence, isn't it?
That's true, that's true.
That's true. So Jamal is a YouTuber. He's up and coming. So tell them where they can reach you.
You can reach me on Instagram or on YouTube. It's called Jam Roll, so jam and then roll, and then you'll find me.
And what kind of videos do you do for them?
Videos that I do, comedy videos, so it can range from, I don't know, some challenges or just chatting about life with friends, and sneaker customs too. So just pretty much funny content that you can relate with.
So 100% go check him out. So the reason we brought Jam today is because he's known us two for a while. He's known Table for way longer. And I think, I don't know, we all went to different schools, right?
Yeah.
For the most part. You went to NOAA, right? North Oxfordshire Academy.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Yeah,
And what's the
yeah, yeah. So
address?
you went don't be saying that. What's wrong with you?
Ain't exposing my school.
Right. So today's topic is social pressures. So like by social pressures, I found the definition, which is the combined pressures that are around you during everyday life, such as peer pressure, academic pressures, and socioeconomic pressure. Now, social pressures are basically they're basically peer pressures. Like, you know what I mean? It's just the people around you kind of influencing you. So because you're being influenced by your peers, therefore it can actually go both ways. So you could be influenced in a positive way or a negative way. But when it comes to social pressures, I find that you divide it into two. So you can have them for women and for men. So what do you feel like the social pressures are for boys? So when we were in secondary school, what did you feel you were pressured by your peers?
What did I feel pressured by?
Did none of your boys feel like, I don't know, did any of your boys have girlfriends? You were like, should I have a girlfriend right now?
Nah, my crew, we were all quite like,
Your crew are different.
we were like Xbox, we all met on Xbox, well, Xbox and PS4. So like,
Wait.
we didn't have any, like, we didn't like do drugs and, well, no, two guys had a girl, but like, it wasn't like, they'll
They're
be
the
like,
same girl.
But like I don't know, just the my crew wasn't very like that. They weren't peer pressury.
Okay.
It
Yo.
depends what it is. If it's for girls, girlfriends, no, because pretty much most of them are losers. And no, I'm just being honest, man. Like my two closest friends was actually three closest friends was Aman, Lewis, and Nathan,
Yeah.
and they got no girls, and so it was just like there was no pressure because no one liked us.
If that man are listening, Jamal, you just lost a friend.
Nah, it's cool. They
They know. All right. So basically, I wrote down a few because I thought it'd be quite hard to put on the spot, but I just wanted to know if you had any. Right. So as boys, I feel like, and tell me if you disagree, by the way. I feel we're expected to be physical and tough, emotionally stable. So crying is discouraged. That was
That's true.
100% discouraged. Like I cannot cry in front of people. No way.
I cried
When
once.
it What, at
In
school?
front of people.
In front of people.
Everyone kept calling my hair greasy, and I don't know why. Just one day, just the straw that broke the camel's back, you know? Wow.
That
That's mad. You cried. What year was you in
is
there?
full on cry.
7 or 8.
17.
You're still a baby.
Because remember, I had a massive afro and like.
Oh my god! I remember.
White people don't know this, but like, to comb an afro while it's dry is literally worse than childbirth. So you have to put like some sort of gel in it. Like Jamal, you S-curl your hair, so you like so at least.
Yeah, but I know what it feels like.
But mine's like I don't put chemicals in. Mine was natural. So then I had to put gel in.
I know what it feels like.
So, like, that's why. But white people don't understand that. They just think, oh, it's greasy. It's like, nah, fam, I have to. And it keeps it strong.
That's true.
What kind of cry was it? Were you bawling tears or were you trying to fight it back?
Bro, I just let it out.
Was the bottom lip wobbling?
As in, I was crying.
Oh, man.
I could imagine you. You know, one of them ones because you're, like, upset, but... You're also young.
You know them ones where you're trying to talk, but you just can't, like...
Yeah.
You know them ones.
So, boys, when was... be honest, though. When was the last time you cried?
That, I think...
Ooh, really? You're 7. I have not... Okay, I'll tell you what. I have not cried, and I've counted these years, because it's just known to me. I have not cried in 8 years.
What? Okay. Is it like when you feel depressed about life? Does that count?
No, you're crying, just crying, isn't it? Like, that's not the reason.
Within a year.
Really? Fair play. That's healthy, though. You know, crying is
not like.
Thing.
It's not like like. It's more like you're sat there listening to Marvin's Room, staring at your screen, and then some tears come down your face.
I feel you.
Yeah, them ones. Oh.
Alright, can you do that noise again?
What?
It just sounds... I'm sorry. Right. So yeah, 8 years ago for me, within the year for you. But that's you know it's healthy to cry, right?
Yeah, I don't like doing it to be honest.
Crying is good. Cause, like,
crying is really good for you.
You need it. Cause like when have you ever felt worse after crying? Like you need
You feel so good after you cry. You know what? I remember that feeling. That's why. Oh man, I haven't cried in so long. But once I do, I just know I'll feel so sick after. I think I slept after crying. What?
I needed to cry after last summer, but I didn't.
Oh man.
I probably should have.
I know them as when you need a cry, but you just don't. Like,
2019, I was just like, I should have.
I should have. Right, so the next one is, so we are expected to be dominant over women and inferior men.
I know this sounds really stupid. Wait, do you mean inferior to other men or like inferior to girls?
So inferior men. So like, let's say you were better than me. You're supposed to be quite a dominant character over me.
Yeah, that's very true. Like the popular people.
Yeah, and I always felt. Do you know what? I always felt that was encouraged, and I didn't understand it. It made no sense because when you look at it like in hindsight. You think, how the fuck were people like okay with this?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it was I don't know. It's a really fucked up mentality. Now, virginity lost before the age of 18. That was huge for boys.
Well, your boys still got it. So.
Yeah. Both you, man. No, yeah, you're holding strong. But that's
good. Oi, boys, I'm telling you now, yeah. Now I got a girlfriend, it's very difficult. Very, you don't understand. It's a different world.
I can understand that though.
Matches in the house of the gas leak.
Yeah, come on, man. Yeah. So what happens when you two get busy? Do you have to leave?
Okay. Look, don't judge me. Okay. This is recent events. Okay. So I don't even know what I'm saying this anyways.
Yeah, I'm gonna Sam, I can't even see you, but I wanna look at you and be like, yo, do you wanna see this right now?
Your boy almost did it.
He almost did it. He almost gave in or
my bad.
And a table, I know you're gonna go, hypocrite.
No, it's not hypocrite.
No, it's so difficult, man. One minute, yeah, you're sat there flipping saying, how was your day? And next thing you're on your face like, yeah, baby. It's just like,
Like your trousers just found their way to floor.
Yeah. They just drop. Oh my. But yeah, I don't know how we got into that. Right. So yeah, having a girlfriend or at least talking to someone, I felt that was quite big. People always ask, like, oh, any girls in your life? Or people always ask.
I was always that guy.
You always that guy? So nosy. Well, you're the one who created the social pressure, because if they said no, they don't know how you were judging it.
I used to tell my friends, like, you're absolute loser.
Having frequent sex, that was one.
Yeah, everyone was going on about their business, you know. Oh, do you hear what Stacey did last week? She went and did this.
Yeah. A lot of them, to be fair, I felt it doesn't matter what group you're in, they all talk about it. I feel like everyone talks about the same things, but everyone's just in their own group.
I feel like, you know, the dudes pretty much, I don't know about you, Stuart, because you might have been popular. I don't know, I wasn't. I was like that middle guy, like, people either liked me or they hated me. Wait, what was my point?
I'm sorry. Come back.
So my point is, there'll be those dudes that are like, oh yeah, I would get bare girls, mate. Oh yeah, you see last week, got with her, she's fit. And then, yeah, they just didn't because they was loners.
Nah, do you know what's sad? Like, people at my uni, so I remember at Freshers, we were doing football trials. And I just remember meeting this guy, and he was like, "You right?" I was like, "Yeah, what's up, man?" Introduced ourselves, and he was just like, "Bro, I got with four girls last night." And I was just like, "Fam, how old are you?" And he just went 23. So some people don't grow up, you know. Like people just talk like that. Like it's how they are. I don't know if it's a laddish mentality or whatever, but it's completely tapped. And
I think it is.
What, a laddish mentality?
Yeah, I think so.
This is weird, right? Like, so having. What? Points.
Yeah, they're like points. If you get that girl points, oh yeah, definitely, mate.
David,
yeah, I get that.
Did this go on at your school?
No.
I was gonna say we never had a point system. We just
everyone just has zero, so it's just no point anyway.
Say again.
I just said there's no point to doing it.
Oh my, I'm not dealing with these jokes, right? Damn, I feel like your school was different though. First of all, it was bigger. And second of all, I feel like you had a different class of people. Does that make sense? Like, I went to a Catholic school. So all I'm having is the naughty people.
Christians, you don't even know.
Christians are naughty, bro. Yeah.
Because you're so you're told it's so bad. You're just so, freaky.
Yeah, well, it just made the temptation more.
She uses food when she does stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Who are you on about?
No, I'm not saying, because I don't know if we can bleep out. You don't know.
I think I do, actually. I'll say it afterwards. But yeah, I think we all had very different schools. Taylor, I think you had a posh school.
Sure.
It was on a farm, but it was very, very
posh. Yeah, people there went posh.
They went posh.
Yeah.
To be fair, I've been called well spoken, which is like the whitest compliment I've ever had. So, yeah, I guess so.
We are well spoken.
It's because you're up with the village, innit? So,
100%. Yeah, it's next to the village. Area. And it's next to Bloxham as well.
Yeah, true.
So, which is a very posh area. Right. So, being in good shape and being good looking was a huge thing for us.
Big.
Do you know, I was kind of backwards. I started exercising when I was about 14 and I stopped when I was about 16. And when I was about 16, that's when the hype started. So I was kind of backwards.
And then you fell out of it.
Yeah, it just bored me. I didn't like it. I didn't do it because other people... No, it started off, I did it because I was looking in the mirror, flexing my muscles. I was like, yo, this is fat. So then I carried on, got bigger and bigger and bigger. Then I started getting compliments from people. Then I was like, oh, mate, loving this. Then everyone else started joining in. And when you go to gym with other people, it's good. But at the same time, it's horrible. Because like everyone's like, oh, you can't lift as much as me. Or you can't do as much. I don't know.
Well, the comparison.
The fun just went out of it. It wasn't a comparison. Just like the fun wasn't there anymore for me.
Yeah. Okay. So with being good looking, I don't know about your schools, but dressing well was quite a big thing for us.
What, on like non school uniform day?
That and like school uniform. I know a lot, so many, I don't even know why they did it, but a lot of the guys wore like really, really short ties.
Yeah.
That made.
That was being called edgy.
It was so fucking weird. I don't understand. I never joined that hype. I never. Do you know what? I got called ankle swingers once, and now it's fucking fashion. Like, I don't understand. It doesn't make sense.
Back then, it wasn't fashion for me. That's the only thing I got.
Bro, all I had was ankle swingers, and these boys are taking the piss out of me. And then, now look, they're all wearing ankle swingers. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just a backwards thing. I think we were talking about this before. Right, so being funny as well. Being funny was, like, very highly expected of us.
Mate, I was a class clown. It just came naturally to your boy.
You were the class clown?
Yeah.
I was my class clown for most of the years. And when it got to sixth form, I just thought, oh, I can't be asked for this. You can't be a comedian for all of the secondary school. It's just long.
Yeah, true, sir.
You know what I mean? What about you, Ted? Were you class clown?
I don't know if I was class clown. I don't know. I don't know. I came runner-up in funniest, so I guess I was somewhat funny, but I don't know if I...
Man said runner-up. Wait.
Like, I don't care. It was a prom.
It was both. Sound... Right, you sound salty.
I don't care, fam.
Right, so we're expected to be an adequacy of smart, but not like, except... I don't remember anyone being expected to be a genius.
Huh? I disagree with that one. That's one I disagreed with when I was reading through. The first part is fair enough, but the second part, I think that's more girls who are expected not to be too smart. I don't
really.
Think
I got it the other way around. I always expected girls to be like mad intelligent.
I was like in my group especially. Maybe we're just losers, but like it was always, who's the highest set? You know, if you're a higher set, you have bragging rights.
Your group were different though. Your group were quite a. Jam, I'll let you say this.
Yeah, trust me.
Like Matt, out 10 of us, 4 of us were top set.
Yeah, you lot was a different group.
Yeah.
To be fair, if you were in my school, you'd be like the nerdy sort of like weird ones.
Right? And that's not even bad.
Yeah, we weren't that group, but I was like in the middle. Like the thing is, I was kind of different because like I didn't start I started the group, but like I started in like the popular group. So like I was like kind of known, but I wasn't exactly like, you know, mad popular.
Yeah, but your popular group at school was just mad ancestry. Like they were all just sleeping with each other.
Oh mate, you haven't seen the other groups in our school.
The other groups?
Really?
Oh bro, mad.
Yeah,
where a guy has been with every, apart from one, has been with every girl.
What?
In that group. As in, he hangs out with them and he's like either dated or like done something with.
He's a little player. Well, fair play to that guy. You can expose him afterwards. You can definitely expose him afterwards. So I'm happy with that. But those are all the ones like I could list down for boys. Like, what else do you feel like we face? Like, even in today's kind of like society, what do you feel?
We face.
You said sporty, didn't you?
I said being sporty, but like, think about feminism as well. Like, we are put down.
In what way?
That's the thing about feminism is not bringing up women. It's more putting down men.
It's putting down men.
If you do it right, it should be bringing up women. But
100%.
It's putting down men, which doesn't make any sense.
100%. Yeah. I agree with that. Like, I feel
so much to prove their point. It's like, okay, you're underpaid. Whoop-de-doo, but I would like just say that.
No, whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, just make more money, fam. What are you
about? It's true. They're like, men are trash. Men are this. Men are that. Step up, man. We're not even involved. You want to prove your point? Prove your point. Involve us. That's like argument with your mum and your like sister or brother, and they go, he doesn't do anything, but he doesn't. It's like, in this conversation, it's brought me into it.
Yeah, I see the point you're trying to make, but telling them to make more money. I need a minute. Hang on. Right. So from that, what I meant was, I feel, going off Table's point, I feel women in today, if they are like an active feminist, they're really like working to put us down. Like they'll have a go at us for stuff that is completely out of control. Like, so I'm not a manager or anything, but I've had people, and I've had two feminists have a go at me about how I'm being paid more than them in something. But it's like, I'm sorry, like I don't decide the pay.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not my, it's like when someone complains to me about the design of clothes, but it's like, do I look like Zara? Like, do I look like I'm the guy designing these clothes? Like, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. That's all. Anything, what else? Like, just anything that you feel like us guys, like, think back to when you were in secondary school. Like, did anything you feel pressured in any way, academically, socially?
I was going to make a point, yeah, but it's on the same thing that you said about the girls and the feminists. So basically, I saw this on Valentine's Day and I thought, this is stupid. I'm sorry. It just really annoyed me. There's this girl that I have on Instagram. I unfollowed her now. But she's like a feminist now. It's deep. It's deep. She goes, Galentine's Day, because we're all feminists and all this stuff. I think, what the fuck? This is Valentine's Day for couples. Why are you trying to get yourself into it? Flip off, man. No one wants to hear your Galentine's Day. It's all about us girls. Yeah? Shut the fuck up, man. Shut the fuck up.
Do we know her?
Do we? Yeah. We do know. Roughly.
Wait, who knows her?
No one that I know knows her.
Oh, okay, we don't know her.
So we don't
know her. Yeah, you won't know her.
Okay.
Yeah, roughly. Yeah.
You're beating me off, man. I was just thinking, why you gotta just bring feminism into every single conversation? Yeah. Back off.
How do you feel social media affects us?
Ooh,
boys, though. Like, just boys. Just boys. Yeah, expectations.
Straight off the back, yeah. I don't care what anyone says. Why those girls don't shoot their shot, bro? It's always men have to do
this. Oh my days. I'm glad you said that. Keep going.
It's 2020. It's like, girls, like, what do you expect us to shoot our shot and to get shut down? Sometimes we just want to relax, take a sit back and just, you know.
Do you know what I don't like? I don't like it when girls just like an old picture of yours. Like, what am I supposed to do with this?
What, when they like one of your old photos?
When they just like an old photo and you just leave, like, yeah, I know they want you to message first, but it's like, let's say you're not fully interested, right? You're not fully invested. Like, you need them to kind of make the first move so you see where this is going. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Just because you like an old picture does not make me want to message you.
That's true.
But if you message me first, I'm in it now, so we can see what's going on.
But is it just me? Do you like, you get very confused when the girl likes an old picture?
What do you mean very confused?
Well, like, for example, just before I deleted it, this girl liked my picture, like an old picture of mine. And it was the girl that that happened that summer. So I was very confused.
So it's an old picture. The thing is, though, when you go on, I don't know if people go on their laptop for Instagram, but as soon as you go on it, it will show you like three or four photos of someone you just followed. And I've liked something before and it was like, I don't know, 3 weeks old. I was like,
I met her a few months before. Then she followed me. So basically, I know what you're saying. It does show you someone's old pictures, but like, it was like kind of, it's like, I don't know. It was one of them. It's like,
no, bro. That is to women the move. That's their move. That was our point. Our point is that's literally their move. They just like an old picture, and then they want you to do the rest.
Mm.
Like,
yeah,
it doesn't. So for me, that, I don't know. I agree with Jam. I feel like it's 2020 now. You may as well shoot your shot. Like, and I'm not even trying to take it to a deep place, but so many people are dying now. Like. People have to think now what's going to happen next. So they may as well just shoot their shot. And don't have shame in it. Do you know what I mean? Women feel...
In it?
Women get more. Women feel more personal when they get rejected. Men get rejected on a daily. Men get rejected on a daily. Like,
if you if people go back to the old podcast, they can hear how many times I got rejected.
Yeah,
I think we'll just repost it because people have to hear your system. Because before you had a girlfriend, I'm not gonna lie, Jam, you were moving mad.
I know. I can't even lie. I was desperate at times, and I wasn't. And then I was going through all the girls. Hey, girl. Like, how are you doing today? I went back. Yeah, not even that recent. But I went back on some of my DMs probably about 2 months ago. Okay. Bro, I was just looking at. Hey, how are you? Hey, how are you? Hey, how? Hey, how are you? It's just going down, down, down. I was copying and pasting to every single girl, and there was just air. Not even looking to this day.
That's don't kill me, Jam.
When you're playing the numbers game, you're bound for success at one point.
Yeah. Don't say it like that.
You spent 1,000 pounds. They literally mean 1,000 pounds, bro. What?
Bro, I'm sweating. Hang on. Right, let me bring it back to what we were saying. I was saying, how does social media affect us? As men.
I think, first, you know, when it comes to... Actually, no, I'll let Tabor go first.
No, I haven't got much to say. You go. I haven't got much to say.
I think it does in terms of relationships and memes, because a lot of memes is like, oh, if your man don't do this, then he's a waste of space.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh. And you see loads of people liking that meme, then you're like, oh, I'm a waste of space.
Oh, or something.
What girls and like the way girls act and the way men act, memes nowadays are just they're taking it personal.
Getting out of hand. It is getting out of hand. Like, do you know how many memes have said like, oh, if she texts you, sorry, my phone died, she's cheating on you. So now that must affect people. People are just creating fights.
I saw one where it was if he wears white, if it's like his trousers are cropped and he's got white socks on, he's a fuckboy. And I honest to God considered my style choices at that moment. Bro. And I was like, no, I am me.
I actually had to call a girl out. I actually had to call this girl out because she said I look like a fuckboy, and I just went, I'm sorry. What does that even like? Tell me what about me looks like a fuckboy. And she couldn't tell me one piece of item about me. She just told me she read it on a meme. And I was just like, wait, what? And then, of course, I made this girl look stupid because I was just like, right, so you're going to believe some words from a complete stranger. You don't even know who owns that page, right? She's like, no. I'm just like, wow, at this age, look at yourself. And then we just left it at that. Because what? No, but it's true, though. You can't just go up to people and be like, oh, you kind of look like a fuckboy. But is that meant to compliment me?
That's true.
What kind of dumb shit is that? Makes no sense. That's like me going up to a girl and be like, oh, you look like a porn star.
That's true.
That...
And then the feminists will come up.
Say
you
again?
Just talk to her. I said, then the feminists will come up. You just talk to her in a derogatory manner. How dare you?
No, the feminists get involved with stuff that's got nothing to do with them. Like the shit they made Kevin Hart apologize for.
Oh, is it?
You don't know about that? He made a joke about... He made a joke that was about, like, his son being gay and what he would do if his son was gay. But it was a joke, and it was said over 10 years ago. Like, people change, so...
Yeah, I...
10 years! That. You change year by year, so 10 years ago, imagine. He's not even looking at the same person. So, when they... and then he gave up the Grammy Award speech for that. Like, so... Which is peak, is what it is, though.
Oscars.
Anyway, the Oscars, that's it, my bad. So, what I was trying to say with social media is I feel a lot of fitness stuff is posted, and it kind of tells boys that we need to be, like, huge and muscular.
Yeah, I think quite a lot of boys compare themselves to, like, I'm not big.
Love Island.
Yeah, but the new thing is now we were just talking about it before is e-boys.
But also Love Island, like they make a bit of an effort to put in like a bigger girl, but they won't put in an effort to put in a guy, not even bigger, just a guy with chest hair or something, you know, something that us normal guys have, you know.
I don't really mind Love Island being like that. I feel like that kind of show is supposed to have like ridiculously looking people on it.
I definitely agree. But the point I was going to get to was, but I feel like that's the lopsidedness of feminism and stuff like that.
The lopsided?
How, as in, you'll see quite a lot of people complain, oh, why are the girls all so skinny? Why are the girls all this? Why are the girls all that?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Why are all the boys, why have all the guys got six packs? And why have all the guys got, you know, shaved legs? Like...
Yeah, that's true.
No, that's very true. But the show is based around having really good looking people.
Yeah.
I feel like they're trying to make it. I think they're trying too hard to make it diverse.
Yeah, I think it should just, as much backlash to get, it is for good. Like, it's a very superficial show.
Yeah. You're voting based on that. They choose each other based on their looks as well. So I just don't see how it changes anything.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with it being like that.
Mm, exactly. Right, so moving on to what we feel social pressures are for girls. So can you, like, do you have any ideas? What do you think girls face? What are the troubles you think they face?
Stay pure, isn't it?
By pure, you mean?
Not pure, but at least, you know, keep that body count quite low.
I think...
Yeah. Do you know what? They were always encouraged to lose the virginity, but keep the sex... Like, keep the body count low.
That's true.
Yeah. Always had to be low.
I remember one day this guy came in telling us about how he did anal with this girl. I don't think anyone looked at her the same after.
Really? Oh, wow. Was it... How old?
This was... I'd be about definitely year 11, I think. It would definitely be like later stages. Yeah, 11, year 10.
No, I'll tell you what, I hear people that, I don't even like saying it, but some of the people I know here have eaten ass, and they're telling me to do it, and I'm like, no way.
Why?
That is exactly my reaction. I was like, why the fuck would I do that? They were like, oh, at least have your ass eaten. I was like, what?
Huh? Which one do you find worse? Let's say gun to your head, yeah? Right, personally, I'm taking the bullet, like I say. But gun to your head, what are we doing?
I'm getting eaten, fam. There's no way I'm putting my tongue in someone's arsehole.
Really? I think I'm eating.
You're eating?
Yeah, I don't know if I can...
Think about what you're saying here.
My top... Bro, these masculinity levels too high to do that.
No. Think about... So...
Jamal,
you're actually the cutting. You're the dividing vote here, right?
Eat or be eaten.
Eat or be eaten.
Yes.
Fam.
Yeah, but gun to your head.
Give me some bullets. Give me some bullets.
No.
Let's say gun to your head. You either get your ass eaten or you eat ass. Yes.
Bro, you're bulletproof.
Pick your poison, bro. Pick your poison.
Listen.
You're Wolverine.
Let them bullets fly in my skull.
No. What are you going to tell me?
Execution.
Nah, it's one or the other, G. You got to take...
Wait, what did you lot pick?
I said...
I said have my ass eaten because I'm not sticking my tongue. I'm not sticking my tongue in someone's ass.
I'm not.
Jam, remember. Every time you eat food, you're going to have to think, oh, bro, I just tasted like what asshole tastes like. Huh?
You can wash your mouth out. Mouthwash. Yeah. Listerine. Keeps it clean.
Bro, you can wash your own asshole.
Yeah, it
feels like it just feels like you're getting violated, man.
Yeah,
I mean, like it's just you know, you're just there and you're bent over and
no.
It's a bit like
I agree. I've talked to masculinity levels, especially the black guy, like too high,
It's too much for me, man.
You might have tapped, right?
You got the whole force, yeah? just, or even you'll be on your back with your legs up. Like, imagine being in that position.
No, forget it. Forget it. I'll do an Instagram poll. We'll see what people are saying.
Oh, mad.
I'll let everyone know that you'd rather eat us than have it eaten. You know, we're supposed to get like some quarter. You know, I'm not having this conversation. I'm not backing it. Right. So the next thing for girls, I was saying was having to be beautiful, cute, sexy, etc. Girls were obsessed with looks, I find, like when we were, you know, teenagers.
Yeah. But that's like, that's nature, I think.
But they always had, like, do you not remember they had, I don't know, trends of new haircuts? Do you remember the block fringe?
Yeah, some girls look bad in that.
Most look bad in that. I feel like it was a very select few that actually suited that haircut.
Oh, no, I mean bad as in good. Like, some of the girls were bad. Like, I was like, okay.
Oh, some of them, yeah. Some of them were baddies, I'm not going to lie. But there's one, comparing themselves to other people based on looks. So I found, again, with social media, I think there's more female models than there are male models, especially in, like, the fitness industry now.
Definitely.
So they seem to just, like, have a huge ass, you know, huge chest, and a flat stomach. But when you think about, when you see someone on Instagram, like, let's say, do we all know who Chantel Jeffries is?
Who? Chantel Jeffries?
Yeah.
I don't know what she looks like off the top of my head. I don't know what she looks like.
You will. Yeah.
I know, it's your crush. I know who she is, but, like, I can't picture off the top
she
of my head.
She was my crush. I have a new crush, but she is.
Like, say something we know, good. Like, Summer Rae. We all know Summer Rae.
All right, let's say Summer Rae, right? Do you know anyone who looks, like, on the same kind of level of looks as Summer Rae within the Oxfordshire area?
Actually, no. Remind me after the podcast. No, I'll say that after the podcast, but no.
Our area is on that wavelength.
See, okay. So my point being is, like, they see this every day on social media. Don't forget, social media is a daily thing. Like, you go on, you wake up, you go on your phone, and it's there. But I don't know. That's probably like 1% of the world that look like that. Like, you know, not flawless, but they look completely and utterly amazing. So I think girls around teenage years compare themselves to that. But I find, what is it? Plastic surgery is like more common these days.
Yeah. BBL, like, and all that.
Brazilian butt lift, right?
Yeah.
I've never seen a before and after. I might have to look up in a second, but I don't know if it works. Can you really tell if someone's had a BBL?
I don't know. We don't. Banbury's not really a place where people do stuff like that. If I lived in London, then I'd probably see it. But
do you know what? That's very true. I think in London, there's quite, because I'm living here now at the minute, a lot of people are, like, they have some form of, like, plastic surgery done to them. Even their teeth, like, which isn't plastic, but yeah, loads of people there here get their teeth done.
Unless they go to Thailand.
Well, no, Thailand and Turkey, they do it cheap.
Like plastic teeth.
Do you know, I'll tell you what I'll never get, and I'll never understand why people get them, is, do you know what veneers are?
You know, you get, like,
whiter than heaven, bro.
You look like you're constantly, like, angry.
What, with them white teeth?
Yeah, when they're too white.
Nah, they have creepy white teeth. So, basically, do you know how veneers are done?
Yeah, well, I do. I don't know.
You do. Jam, do you know how veneers are done?
No.
So veneers, what they do is they file your teeth down until they're like these really tiny, they look like baby teeth basically, with huge gaps in between them, because then they fit on a completely fake tooth and glue it onto your actual tooth.
That's messed up, man.
So your teeth are actually little, like, butters, little stubs, and then you have fake teeth on top. And what I read was, veneers actually make your breath stink, because when you brush your teeth, you're not brushing the actual tooth.
Yeah.
So if you see a nice smile and their breath stinks, well, then now you know why. Like,
mad.
You know what I mean? Right. So another thing for girls is not being your true self. So making the choice between fitting in or staying true to their values, which means they sacrifice their values and instantly fit in, which is fake, or they stay true to their values and risk being alone with no friends or lack of.
I feel like there's a lot of pressure on women to be like this sort of girl. Like, I feel as though when they go to uni, when they're all alone, they try to fit in so they have friends, you know? Because I don't know.
I suppose. From being here. Well, out of the three of us, I'm the only one at uni. So I can only say at the moment I've realized that the people who had a really good no, other way around. The people who didn't have a great social life in like secondary school, so if they weren't considered popular or like, you know, good looking within the year, like them kind of people, they have a sick time at uni because it's basically your chance to relive it all over again. But no one knows anyone.
Yeah, true.
So you can take everything you've learned from secondary school of how to fit in and all that, and then just go to uni and practice it. And then I find the people who had a sick time in secondary school are not enjoying uni. Like, they come to uni with, I would say, an expectation to be like, or like, instantly popular or instantly liked, and then it doesn't work. Like, it doesn't fit in. Because I hope you two understand this, but basically, because no one knows each other, like, it's the chance to sort of meet everyone, so you can't expect any like special treatment from everyone. You have to go make effort and go talk to them. And I don't know, when's the last time you've had to do that?
Last week?
Speak to someone. I don't know.
But you have to, well, actually, that was a terrible question. What I meant was, you're in an environment where you don't know anyone. You're definitely feeling anxious because you're just like, oh, I actually don't know a single person here. And you have to meet one person.
Oh, bro, I'm not going to lie to you, yeah. I kind of thrive in those situations.
You thrive in that. That's good.
Yeah, that's where I quite like them sometimes.
Yeah, it depends on my mood, obviously, that day. If I'm feeling like Bella hard on chatting on, then I won't chat to no one because I don't feel like it. But if I'm feeling like good, bruv, I'll hop in that mix. Yo, what are you saying? What's your name? Da, 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 da. I just move around people to people. Easy.
Like when we go to festivals.
Yeah, man. It's just always natural.
I quite like it.
Yeah, it's quite fun.
All right, I respect that. Right, so drinking alcohol is another one. I don't know if that was a big pressure in your school, but you two don't drink.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a big pressure.
People, when I tell people that, they look at me like I killed someone. Yeah, you don't drink.
That means you've never had an alcohol before. I hate when they say that, man. I have had it. I just choose not to.
Yeah. I don't like it, man.
Is it the taste? I forgot. We've been through this for like...
Disgusting, that stuff. And I know there is alcohol that tastes nice, but I don't want it either. So.
Yeah, I could just have mango juice.
Do you know, I don't say it's the taste anymore because everyone just goes, oh, no, I can find you one that you'll like. It's like, I don't want to find one that I like. It's just
let me be.
Nowadays, I just say, oh, you know, I had a bad relationship with it. That's what I just say because it's just like, it's not easy. Everyone's just like, oh, okay, yeah, cool. Let me. And it's also like, oh, let me stop. It's like, no, I don't drink. You do what? Do you live your life? I'm the one who doesn't drink.
Thing is, I can die knowing that I've seen Tabor drunk. So everything's cool with me. Like, I've seen him completely licked off his face. So it's okay.
Oh, mate, there's been worse.
No, there hasn't. Yeah, there has.
That was enough.
I wasn't there, but I know which you've told me about it. Anyway, so being smart, you disagree with this, but I can understand what point you're trying to make. I felt for the popular, so I'm putting quotation marks there. I felt for the popular girls, they weren't expected to be like geniuses.
Yeah, that's true. Playing really fit.
Like,
well, it's true. They look good. That's what we did.
Jam, whenever you say a point, I want you to talk about it because you clearly have something to say. So tell me about this.
Because in school, it wasn't always about who was the smartest. it's what you had. And when it was the popular girls, they all looked peng. So yeah, because you look peng, you couldn't even if you couldn't spell ABC, yeah, we'll still be like, yeah, you wouldn't be my girlfriend, because you get so much attention from other people and they look good. And that's all that mattered, was having a fit girlfriend.
That's true. That's very true.
Like, you get so much props if you dated the fittest girl in school. And be like, oh, wait, you're that guy. You're the one who he's dating the biggest girl in school. Yeah, yeah, you know how it is.
Yeah. Can you think of anyone to mind who started secondary school off looking peng and then fell off?
Yes.
I can think of both ways.
Jesus.
I can think of a couple. Don't say the names. I just wanted to know if it happened at every school in it.
Wait, were you like cut off the name?
Nah, no.
You can't be honest.
Because I haven't used this. I don't know how to do it.
I don't know why, but I was hoping he'd say it anyway. I was so hoping he'd just say it anyway.
Nah, because if they're watching, I'll be like, how dare he say that?
Nah, don't kill me. Right, so having a boyfriend was also big. I thought it went two ways. So having a girlfriend for us was supposed to be a big thing. Or sleeping with multiple girls. Mm-hmm. Or having a boyfriend for women was like a big thing. Because they were not encouraged to sleep with multiple guys.
That's true.
The word slut would be thrown so quickly. And you know, it's even thrown at people who aren't even like qualified to be called a slut.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
They're either better looking or something else. And then the last one I have written down is being popular. Like, I feel, so I've said this before, I find that people try to climb the social ladder. Does that make sense? So like the hierarchy, they're really trying. And some people have better morals than others, but some people will actually snake you out to climb the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Or chat shit about you to climb the ladder. And I don't know. Do you think it's more in boys or girls that happens? Because it happens in men too. Girls.
For sure. Girls. More girls, yeah. Because guys, to climb a social ladder. Oh, wait, no. Guys will happen, but I feel like guys happens more like in sports and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, who was the best?
More competitive, yeah.
The popular boys usually tend to be the guys who are good at football. So it's let me get on their team. And I don't know. I feel that's true.
No. Now that I'm thinking about it, that's very true. If you
one guy I'm thinking of right now, he just wasn't popular, but then he just worked his way up. And it was definitely because he was on the football team.
But you agree there's like a ladder, like that people are.
There's definitely a ladder, yeah. I think girls is more spiteful though, like the way they get to.
They go about it, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know when people's nudes got like exposed, that was kind of deep, you know. That was kind of deep, like especially when it started coming out. You're like, ooh.
Yeah, that was really deep.
Because you see them around, and you're like, man.
Bad for the
girls. You got exposed. Wait, what?
I know what you look like.
Shut up, man. Right. So an example I had of how I would say social pressures work on a guy. Basically, let me read this out to you because this is a real example that someone told me. So I know someone who told me that a guy would not sleep with her and actually broke up with her / stopped talking to them. Because she's a virgin, and apparently that is quite common.
What?
Do you agree with this action? His action. No.
Bro,
that's so stupid.
When I heard it, I was like, this isn't making sense. But so I looked it up because I wanted to see what people were saying. And you'll actually be surprised. So they actually did a survey, and 25% of men said that it was a turn on if the girl was a virgin. 35% said it was a turn off, which is more than a turn on. That's a bit mad.
Yeah.
And then 20% said it depends if it's a one night stand or a long term thing. And then 20% said they don't care. So it when depends. It came to, yeah.
They're probably asking people that have had sex before. Like, as in, they'll know, because she's a virgin, all my days, it was so bad, kind of thing.
So I read that, but I read all the ways it can happen. So if the boy is a virgin and the girl is a virgin, then the boy actually feels fine because he feels they're on equal playing fields, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've got my virginity, you've got yours, we'll both lose it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But if the boy is not a virgin and the girl is, and he only wants a one-night stand, he finds that her being a virgin is very unattractive. Like, he doesn't want to be with her because he doesn't want the responsibility of showing her the ropes. And I forgot the other point, but it already sounds dumb as it is, like, showing her the ropes. Like
Popping that cherry.
It's kind of... The only reason why it would be peak for them is because they're like, oh, I just want to use it real quick and then dip.
So, well, peak for the girl? Yeah, it is. But I know a lot of girls who actually just want to... who have lost it to their friends just for the sake of losing it. So they didn't have to have that pressure anymore.
Who are they?
It's more common than you think.
Really?
It's more common than you think. But it's to their friend. It's not like a stranger. I think it's better with your friend than some random stranger.
Yeah, but like, it's a bit strange.
It is still I agree with you. It's still a bit strange. But each to their own, isn't it? So, but it's more common than you realize. But going back, I don't know. When I heard it, I was just, to me, that shouts that this guy either thinks he has a small dick or he's scared that he's going to be really bad in bed. What do you think?
Ooh.
I might be going a bit extreme, but that's when I was told this, that's what I was thinking. I was like, this guy's definitely insecure about something.
I have no clue, man. I'm not even going to lie. I've never... I don't know. I know. People do find virgins unattractive, but I've never understood why.
Yeah, see that. Yeah.
So I can't really give you...
I don't know. Maybe it's because we're from Oxford, though. Maybe shit's just different for us. Like, to the rest of them. Because it's a very common statistic.
I think also, like, I'm speaking for me and Jamal, really. And I'm kind of speaking for you, Stuart. But, like, most of the girls we would like to talk to, because I know Jamal, they're not all the same. But, like, most of the time they would be virgins anyway. So it's not even a thing that comes through your mind.
Yeah, mine I'm not. I can't lie. Mine...
I'm lucky that I found one, to be honest.
Well, a virgin.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
But you're on equal playing fields. You're in equal playing fields. So it makes sense. Yeah. Like, okay. So that's cool. Fine. But I don't know. I was kind of hoping one of you would agree with the statement, but I'm kind of glad you both don't. Because the statement is basically, if... I don't know. It's not making sense. If she's a virgin, I don't know how it's like unattractive. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
exactly. Isn't that more attractive, if anything? Like, no other guy has been with her.
It could be a bit messy as well, because obviously, you know, everyone's first time is...
Oh, fam, I don't want to think about that. I don't think about it.
Because he's still figuring it out. He's still practicing.
I feel like Jam's going to lose it, like, next week.
Boys, just know it's getting dangerous out here in these streets. Oh, my God.
I need a notebook for sure.
Fam... Right. I don't want to think about this. Oh, the pain.
All right. It's all good. It's all good. So those are the struggles that I would say women face in bed, like that and body images, right? They don't know if they are attractive or it. But for men, I feel, I'll say my opinion in a minute, but this is the stuff I felt that men face the struggles when having sex, right? So first is being good at it, because in most cases, the guy is doing all the work.
Mm-hmm.
So Jam, listen up, because you're going to be doing all of the work.
You get most of the reward as well, so
yeah, you do. Yeah, do you know what? You get in what you put out, that's it. No, you get out what you put in, so don't worry. So we are expected to last until the girl has finished.
Yep.
If you know what I mean. However, it's very uncommon that the girl even reaches the point at all.
Yep.
And then the last one was being big enough. Now, this is more of an internal battle, but because of, like, social media, porn, and, like, there are literally YouTube channels dedicated to asking women on the streets, does size matter?
Yep.
And women all say yes, but when they were asked to judge, like, what does 8 inches look like, fam, this girl...
Is that thing?
What?
Oh, is that thing? Like, it's that thing where girls go, oh, I need guys 6 foot. Show me 6 foot.
They don't know what 6 foot looks like. It's actually crazy. Exactly. Some girls are so small that even if they put their hand up as much as they could, it's not reaching 6 foot. Yeah, they don't know. Like, but no, for women, they actually just want a man taller than them. When they say 6 foot, it's a false thing. They don't know anything. Unless they're like 5'11", then yeah, I can understand.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I agree.
All right. Okay, so I did a mini survey with my own boys from here. So it's about 8 people, 4 guys and 4 girls. So the question I asked for the girls was, how long should a guy last in bed?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they were all saying that, you know, the majority said that it's until the girl finishes. But when I was asking for, like, tell you what, if it was like a time thing, they were like, one of them said 5 minutes will work if, like, because it's quality over quantity, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys say agree, but you don't know.
Yeah. Is that, yeah, bro. You have more people here.
Right.
Carry on. Listen.
No, it's cool. It's cool. I'll move on because this is based on.
No, like, no. Carry on. We're just you know trying to put ourselves in the position.
Yeah, please give us that only chance.
Do you know how quiet you two are? Like, I'm literally asking this question, like, are they still on the call? Like, what's going on? All I'm hearing is,
Because stories, so, you know, it's kind of hard out here.
All I'm hearing is, yeah. Right, we can move on. It's calm.
No. I want to hear it. Please.
Finish the question, at least.
Please.
The question was, how long should a guy last? But that's the first one, right? And they were just saying how it's until the girl finishes, and the times range from 5 minutes to 20 minutes. Okay, 20. So just know that, Jam, you gotta last between 5 and 20. That's it,
dude.
It's your first time. Girls, talking about seconds,
dude. These girls last 10 million years.
Nah. They have multiple. That's the thing. That's like the beauty of being a woman. They have multiple. Fab, don't tell me you didn't know that.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just
they
one.
Have no, they have... Bro, what do you mean? What do you mean it's just one?
Women are blessed because, guys, once you're done, you're done, you know?
When you're done, yeah, bro, you need a 10-minute break and then you got to come back.
You can't, even 10 minutes, it hurts a bit as well. So you need to,
it like... does. It does. I've done it and it don't work. 10 minutes is not enough.
Nah, you need half a day.
Bro. You might
right, oh. I'm not even lying, yeah. In the Bible, it says after you ejaculate, you need 12 hours to get pure again, yeah.
You might not.
Even the Bible knows.
No, I'm not having that. I'm sorry. Why are you bringing the Bible into this?
Because even it says you need half a day to rejuvenate.
I'm talking about beating girls, and you've just made it a religious thing. Let's just leave it at that, right? The next question was, does size matter? Because I was asking just the girls for this one. And they were saying, I said, is it size or motion of the ocean? And my friend brought up a good point. She was like, if the wave isn't big enough, then the motion of the ocean is small. Do you get the analogy?
But is it still a good motion of the ocean? Or?
I mean, there's not much effect of the... If the wave isn't big enough, so if your size ain't, like, piping... then the motion of the ocean isn't going to have much effect. Like a small wave hitting you versus a big wave hitting you.
Yeah.
That was her point. So I said size. But on the bright side, for anyone listening, for the guys listening anyway, they all said that it doesn't matter what size you have. As long as you incorporate foreplay, then you'll have a good sex life with them.
I know this sounds really stupid, but what do you mean by that?
Foreplay.
Yeah.
So being a bowcat.
Don't
know that one either. Right.
Finger play.
Yeah.
Oh. Bowcat doesn't mean that.
Bowcat means eating them.
Yeah. But
yeah.
I said finger play. Then he was like, oh.
Oh yeah. Okay. So being a bowcat and finger play. So that's foreplay, bro. Like. If you're good with that, yeah, you start with that, and then you get into sex, you'll have a fine sex life. That's it.
Oh, mad.
So, do you know, I feel like I'm teaching him, because the way he's agreeing with me is just like, ooh, what's next? So, yeah. I'll keep telling you what questions I was asking, because this is all for this, so I'm happy to ask. What was my other one? The other one was to the man that was just saying, listen, does it bother you if a girl is a virgin? And one of my friends was actually saying it does bother him if it's for a relationship thing. Now, I couldn't understand the answer quite, but it just said he bothered him. So let me ask you, does it bother you if a girl is a virgin?
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. That suits me.
That suits you?
Yeah.
So let's say your girl had a body count of 3. Does it bother you?
Bro, wait, wait, I'm still a virgin, and I'm still a virgin.
Yeah, but like, does it bother you?
I think, yeah, just men and their pride, right? It's like, well, it doesn't bother us, be like, when you think about it, you're like, wow, that hurts my feelings, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
I know what you're saying. You're saying, like, because they've got an even madder body count of 10 or something. And let's say now you're in a relationship with them.
It's
like,
not mad, though. Actually, let's debate.
Am I as good as everyone else? Or
That's the thought. That's coming from, like, a body count of 0. Yeah, yeah. That comes from that. But let me just ask you about what you just said. So, do you think a body count of 10 is mad?
No, yes. 10. Day and age.
Yeah, so I'm with you, but Jam, explain your point then.
Running up through the yell, oh my goodness, I don't know, I just can't handle these pressures.
I think 10 is probably quite average nowadays, I'm guessing.
In all fairness,
actually, 10 is kind of mad. No, 10 is kind of mad if I think about it.
I'll
have to do a quick survey on that. I think for women nowadays, I don't really care what the body count is. As long as they don't have kids, then I'm straight. I'm straight. Like,
that's funny. As long as they don't have kids,
then I'm straight.
I'm on that.
Because if they tell me, to be honest, I don't want to know.
If they have kids, you're gay.
What?
This is a dead joke. Don't
worry. I feel like you're mad.
I'm straight. If they have kids, you're gay. Anyway, such a dead joke.
All right, I'm gonna quickly move on from that. Right. So, I found that the social pressures that men and women face are often similar, but the exact same one was body image. So we said this before, but men are expected to be muscular, athletic, and tall. So overall, like, just physically strong, because it's defined as being masculine. Like, what would you define as being masculine? To your own definition.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's hard.
So if I say...
I think it, like, changes, like... I don't know. The whole, like, mean of masculine has kind of changed now.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Elaborate on that.
I feel like before it was all like, oh, you must be big and strong, you must be this and that. But nowadays you see big gal with small boys. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, chill.
I don't think it's the same anymore. It depends on the person.
That's a big gal.
It's true.
No, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about how, like, when they wear our sweatshirts or whatever, and if they're a bigger size than you, this is an issue, right? I know what you mean.
Okay. Like, they can borrow your shoes and stuff.
They can. All right. So, I'm coming to you because you're just gonna make me cry. Right. What do you describe as masculine? Like, if I was to tell you what are masculine features on this guy?
Again, I don't know. It's changed nowadays. I think someone who's...
What's it changed from? Like, and what to now?
I feel like... Let's say if you take, like... take Iron Man, yeah? I know this is probably...
No. Use your example. Isn't it?
But, like, Iron Man, right? If you watch the first Iron Man and second one,
Okay.
I don't think you'll see a hint of emotion on that guy, right? But if you watch the latest Avengers, the last one, like, the guy nearly cries. The guy shows emotion. Like, he softens up. Like, but that, I still consider him a man. Like,
that's a good example.
And even James, look at James Bond. James Bond. If you were to watch old ones, he's never cried. But in the second last one, he cries.
Damn. That's very observant of you. But that is
it's because I'm writing a talk about this. So I've literally just been researching this. It's all fresh.
No. That's very true. That's very true. James Bond was so actually 100%. James Bond was actually go.
Even the new one coming out, he's stressing over a girl. He would have never done that back in the day. He's James Bond. Just get another one.
No, but he did stress. He stressed over a girl in the first one. He was going to leave the agency for the girl. And then she backstabbed him. So maybe men have been soft for time. But I know that James Bond is like the leading face for masculinity for men. Like, he's a womanizer. He's hench. He kills people. Like, it's based on violent stuff, right?
Yeah, he kills people.
Bro, do you know how many people look up to Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor, all the boxers, all the UFC fighters? And it's all based around their violent... Like, they're considered the manliest men there are. Because of their ability to beat up other people. like what?
Bare man like Conor McGregor.
Bare man like
Conor McGregor.
What?
they're considered masculine because they beat up people.
That's... I don't know why he's laughing. That's true, though. That's 100% true.
You don't have your penis until you're beating someone up.
Nah. Oh, my God.
He knocks a man out.
I'm definitely going to... Oh, wow. Right. So, on that, for women are expected to be skinny, with a big waist, big bum, large chest, and all whilst being, like, short. Wait, let me ask you this. Do you mind tall girls? So if a girl's taller than you, do you mind? Just
no,
a bit taller
sorry,
than you?
Nah, I'm sorry.
You don't fuck with it, why not?
Do you know what? It's backwards?
Because they'll be looking down at me. I'll say, listen here, babes. The issue's not me. It's you.
I wear the trousers in this family.
You're too tall for me, girl.
It's so backwards.
You make me feel insecure.
You do mind, but I don't mind. But I think the options are limited.
I don't mind. No, I don't mind. I don't mind.
Well, no. For me, smaller girls, I'm like, yo, girl.
To your point, Abo. Like, what were you saying?
Well, my pool's limited.
Your pool is limited. It's not limited, bro. I think it's limited to the standards that other people have. What?
I can't go above 5'5". Then it just looks like she's my mum. Like, it's not... I can't believe that. Like, I'm a child minder. Like,
oh, my God. So, what, you can't be holding their hand in public?
No, I wouldn't date someone 5'5 plus, because that's 2 inches taller than me.
That's all right. 2 inches is nothing.
Yeah, after 5'6", that's when it's like, okay... And I know 5'6", because 5'6" is the next shortest guy in my friend group. So I know what 5'6" does look like.
Yo, I feel like 5'9" on a woman is different than 5'9" on a man. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I dream of being a 5'9" man. I wouldn't like to be a 5'9" girl, though.
Okay. I'll just go on the same page. Right. Who do you think has it worse then, men or women? Out of all the things I've listed. Yeah. Everything I've listed through the social pressures that we face and the social pressures they face, who do you think has it worse, us or them?
I think in the West, it's starting to be men, but if you go Africa and the East, it's women.
Good point. Very good point. Why West then? Like, explain it for the listeners.
Because now you're getting all these, you get free speech and stuff. So now you're getting all these like I'm quite liberal as well, I guess.
Far left
kind of people, left-handed. but like, you get all the lefties, like feminists and all that, being like, "All right, push equality," but then it's like, not really equality. It's just make men depressed.
Yeah, you know, we have a higher
suicide rate. Yeah, it's mad in teenage boys in England.
We have a higher depression rate, self harm rate.
Boys are in crisis, man. Boys are. My talk is about this. It's like men are in crisis right now.
Mad.
It's true though, Jam. Do you not know about this? So with like how the feminist, with how the feminist movement is going, because it's slowly increasing in people. But how intense it is, they're telling like really young boys about how they should be treating women. And I don't know, we've had this conversation before saying like how men aren't really men anymore. Your father before you or your grandfather before you.
Yeah, he didn't ask for sex.
Yeah, bro, those guys were. Wait, what did you say?
He didn't ask for sex.
What are you insinuating? Because I've got a madness in my head. Okay.
No, still meant no. What? You just did it, you know?
All right, I'm going to ignore that. So what I was saying was men are just not men anymore. And now it's getting even worse. Like, I feel growing up, I remember just being how, like, it is kind of toxic, like the masculinity were put into us. But I feel it's better this way than it is how it is now.
Because
now they're giving birth to all these e-boys who are... I don't know. It's going a bit like who's...
But we're saying that, but to be fair, the guy we were talking about earlier, he's got a girl.
Yeah, but the girl is who? The TikTok girl.
Oh, yeah.
She's part of this next movement, which isn't helping people either. Like... social media is growing in like so many different ways. Bro, people are doing lip syncing, and I hope none of you might do this, but like they're doing TikToks, like, which is, it's basically Musical.ly. Do you remember what Musical.ly was?
Yeah, they bought out, yeah.
Yeah, and they're basically doing that, like, and I don't really understand it. Like, people don't do it in public, you know?
But it works, man. That's the thing.
Okay, tell me now though. Would you like to be famous for that reason?
I want to be famous.
I know you don't want to be famous.
On my Wikipedia page, he lip syncs to hip hop songs. Like, no.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't. You can't be. Imagine sitting on the sofa on like Graham Norton or Jimmy Fallon or whatever show next to like professional actors, like professional fighters, and then who are you?
Oh, I just lip sync.
Like,
yeah.
So I mean, do you see what I'm saying though? Like, it's not. Yeah. I wouldn't say it's a respectable industry. Like, I wouldn't come out and, I'd happily take the money for it if I'm being monetized for all this stuff. Great, but I wouldn't proudly say I lip sync for a living.
Mm.
Unless I was 15, well then, bro. Like, I could do what the fuck I like.
Making a living at 15, yeah.
Mm. Right, so Jam, what do you think? Do you think men or women have it worse?
Both. I can't really pick if I'm honest.
Really?
I think it's kind of equal, to be honest.
Sorry, go.
No, we all have the peer pressures and expectations in equal terms. I don't really think anyone's got any worse, but it depends how you look at it, I guess.
Yeah.
I agree with how Tabor said earlier. Like, it's more demographically. I think in the West, men have it worse, like, than women. But in the East, like, I don't know how it is in Africa, but I know in Asia that men are very superior.
Yeah. That's true, actually.
So we're very dominant in that race. Anyway, so to finish, I actually wanted to ask you guys, what social pressures did you yourself face as a teenager? Do you remember any specific ones?
Tabo?
Feel free to expose yourself. Like,
I never like, maybe drinking, I guess. None really.
I think for me,
maybe to grow.
Okay.
Everyone tell me, you short bastard, grow. And I was like, I'm trying.
Was the pressure more from your friends or social media?
Nah, I'm joking. No one told me to grow.
But do you feel anything you were pressured to do? Like, you don't have to say what you were pressured to do, but...
No, literally nothing. Like, not, I don't feel like I've succumbed. There's definitely been times where people are like, oh, I'll do this, but like, I've never succumbed to it, I guess. So.
What were you, John?
I think sex is probably the biggest one, if I'm honest.
Have you had a lot of people ask about it, about why?
Because I don't want to. But why? Is it because of your faith? Is it because of this? Is it because
people say that to you.
Yeah, it's like people go in so deep. Why don't you just do it now? Because I don't want to. That makes sense. You should, like, you're a dude. Shouldn't you want to? It's like, yeah, but like, I don't want to do it now. Like, yeah, probably the biggest one.
What's sex?
Yeah, sex.
I have that drink. When I tell people I don't drink, they always that thing. They look at you like really carefully, and they're like, "Is it because of religion or?" It's like, I just don't like. That's why I say I just had a bad relationship with it, because it's just like easier, because no one can argue with it.
No one will question you when you say that.
If I couldn't say I hate cheese, right? I just started telling people I'm allergic, because it's always like, you hate cheese? Nah, you have. Have you tried ravioli? No, that's not even a cheese. You know that.
But you know, that's a ravioli.
Everyone lists up all the cheeses, and I'm like, bro, just let me not like this thing.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, we're going to stop it right here. So anyway, if you've made it this far, we'd like to say just thank you for listening. If you like what we spoke about, or even if you didn't like it, tell us about it. You can reach us on Instagram at BTS Behind the Story. And if you felt like we missed something out, or there's other things you want us to talk about, please let us know and we'll put it in the works. Thank you, goodbye, and peace.
Doses, yeah.